Sports Show here on The Rock Station 97.7. This is our weekly Sunday night program talking about, focusing on, and playing you local music from the tri-state area, western Pennsylvania, and we appreciate you joining us. I'm Bob Cupp from The Rock Station 97.7 with Utah Burgess from Shady Lady Productions, and we are ready to play some local music, Utah.
Yes, we are. It's that time again. Show number 310, if you can believe it.
310.
310.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, and we're still waiting on the Balloon Fest for us, but you know that hasn't happened yet, so I guess we'll hang in there. We'll just keep going along here.
Keep
on
going along, yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Part of some conversation this weekend, for sure.
Well, we're brought to you in part by the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler, and appreciate them being supportive of our cause here. And if you have something you'd like to get recorded, whether it's solo or an entire band, or if you're solo and you need a band, they can take care of it all. And stop by and see Jim Harpell and his staff at Meat Locker Recording Studio, where they will take care of you. We appreciate their support. And, of course, Jim, part of a new band called Meat Hook, who will be at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. In fact, they're one of the Grassy nominees, too, this year. And you'll get to see those guys jamming away for the first time in their new legacy. And we hope it's a long one at that.
Yeah, and there's just under 2 weeks left on the Grassy voting, so you got to get on it and vote for your favorite song. You can vote daily, once a day, so get on it.
977rocks.com.
Yep. Speaking of Meat Locker Recording Studio and Meat Hook, last weekend I ran into Derek Reap, bass player in Meat Hook and a few other projects, and spent some time talking with him. It was an adventure.
I was just going to, the word adventure just came to my mind.
Yeah, it was an adventure. Fun stuff, though, but we talked a lot about the scene, certainly, and just, the talent that's in this area is just mind-blowing, and, you know, he certainly concurs with that. We were actually checking out a band at Foxburg Winery, and, just incredible musicians just all around the place. It's really, it blows me away sometimes.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was funny. He was, we're kind of talking about the corporate culture and, you know, how you just cookie-cutter songs out and things like that, and he made an interesting comment. He said, you know, if Willie Nelson or Mick Jagger or someone like that would have been on The Voice, you know, they'd have been kicked off in the first episode or two. So it just shows that they really don't know all that much.
Yeah.
We know what's going on here.
That's right. But, we're here to set the scene straight every Sunday night, right?
Yeah. They're getting ready for the Band Jam.
That's all.
They're going to come down and throw down Friday night, so don't miss it.
That's awesome. Did he tell you any stories, the old stories about the Reap Brothers band and all that?
There were a lot of stories. It was an adventure.
Yeah.
It was quite an adventure.
That's cool. Well, hey, here we are, a month away. This time next month, we're going to be jamming, and it's the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, July 13th through 15th, Cooper's Lake Campground, and encourage you to get your pre-sale tickets because it does save you $5 off the gate price. $20 gets you in. 17 and under are free. That's just for adults, the $20. And that's good for the entire weekend. It's a pay-one-price admission for the entire weekend with camping separate via Cooper's Lake Campground.
Yeah, we can't stress that enough. Camping is separate through Cooper's Lake. But you can come and go if you please. But we encourage you to camp because it's such a great venue.
So come
enjoy the whole weekend with us. And kids 17 and under free. Like I said, family-friendly events. We're going to have some fun.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We'll have the beer tent again this year and some other added attractions for you to enjoy. And it's something that you can just come out and you're going to feel like you escaped for a week. And it'll just be over a weekend. But we kick everything off at 5 o'clock on Friday night. 7 different acts on Friday night alone. And then we kick it off bright and early Saturday morning, usually around 10:45. We have an acoustic act to hit the stage and kind of set the tone through midday. And going to continue that right through 11 o'clock Saturday night with the headliners being Skell on Friday night, Red Room Effect on Saturday night. Lots of great music in between.
Yep. And looking at our listing here, it looks like we're going to maybe start off with our openers for each day on the on our song choices here.
How about
see how that happened?
Yeah, boy,
I just now noticed that.
Yeah. Well, it was all meant to be, isn't it? Yeah, it's amazing how a show comes together on a Sunday night. Well, we're excited, too, because we're having somebody debut this year. Well, we're going to have several debuts this year. First time appearers at the Band Jam and some mainstays and people that have been there in the past. For example, we go back to the very first Band Jam we ever had, and Jeff Fetterman was there. Yep. He's going to be making a return visit this year. Of course, several new acts that will be making appearances as well. And one of those is Justin Wade. He'll be performing on Saturday morning as part of our Band Jam, making his first appearance. And he's on the show tonight. We're going to have Justin Wade in the studio here. He's going to play a couple of cuts live with his guitarist, Bobby Thompson, and a couple of cuts from their new EP that they're putting out. But why don't we get into the music? And as you said, people that are appearing, well, the gentleman who's going to be kicking off Friday night at the Band Jam, we're going to get right into a Washboard Tony song, and Washboard will be there kicking off our festivities. Everybody plays about 45 minutes on average, with the headliners playing an hour. It's in and out, come out, hit you with your best shot, and move on to the next act, and it keeps a good flow going, and Washboard's going to be a great opener for us, and he's got a tune that he just wrote for the Band Jam, so you're going to get to hear this song jammed by Washboard Tony, and this is pretty cool. He said, I just sat down one day and I had my iPhone sitting there. He started jamming this tune, and it was sitting across the room, and I'm surprised how good the quality is. This is pretty cool stuff. It's called Going Down Blues from Washboard Tony.
And we always do set the bar high, so that's going to be the same this year as well. Absolutely. So looking forward to that. And Saturday morning, we're going to kick things off with a past guest as well. That's Cindy Cooper. You might recognize that name because we're holding the Band Jam at Cooper's Lake Campground, but singer-songwriter, she writes some great stuff. She's got a brand new song out of Cobble Sound Recording Studio, and it's called Holding On.
All right, we'll play that. And of course, Cindy kind of had a music career and was busy working at Cooper's Lake Campground and was re-inspired by watching some of the acts at Band Jam.
Yeah, that was a cool story.
And it's a full circle story because she's going to be on stage, too.
Yep.
So let's get to it here on the Grassroots Show tonight, The Rock Station 97.7. Again, this segment brought to you by Meat Locker Recording Studio.
Sing the blues, happens all the time. Well, I'm going down that lonesome road, far to carry me home. Going down that lonesome road, far to carry me home. All the time. Well, I'm going down that lonesome road, far to carry me home. I'm going down that lonesome road, far to carry me home, far to carry me home.
Carry me home. The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. The time is now to get your pre-sale Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival tickets for July 13th and 14th at Cooper's Lake Campground. 20 bands for $20 pre-sale. Kids 17 and under get in free. Live local original music, Cooper's Lake Campground, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, July 13th and 14th.
One, two, three.
Pre-sale Band Jam tickets available at Butcherine's Beer Distributor Boyers, Steamworks Creative Gibsonia, Super Monkey Records Pittsburgh, Father Radio Network 252 Pillow Street, or online, thebandjam.com. The 2018 Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival is presented in part by your local McDonald's restaurants and Huffnagel & Major's Trailer Sales in Harmony.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We're back on the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7, and this segment brought to you by the Rainbow Inn at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, where you'll find lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. Home of the Man Can, a 24-ounce Man Can special stop in for a refreshingly good time. And you can sit down and watch a game show early in the day or a Pittsburgh sporting event at night, whatever your heart desires.
Might have more fun with the game show right now, but...
Maybe so, but I don't, you know. I'll be there watching both, okay? We'll watch Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and then we'll watch a bunch of millionaires play baseball.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, we're excited tonight to have a preview of somebody you're going to have an opportunity to see at Band Jam this year. He's making his debut on the show here tonight, although we've heard his music before, and he'll be making his Band Jam debut, and we want to welcome Justin Wade to the show. Justin, welcome.
How you doing, man? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's good to have you in the studio here tonight. You have your guitar partner here, Bobby Thompson. Bobby, how you doing?
Good, good.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
Yeah, man.
Well, Justin, you come over from Beaver County.
Yes, sir.
Correct? Give us a little background of yourself.
Well, I grew up in Beaver County. Graduated in 98, started music from a real young age. My dad was in a band and stuff, so, you know, I grew a love for music at a real young age, you know. And just been doing it ever since, you know.
Cool. Just give me a little background on your dad. Was he obviously involved in a band for a long time?
He was, actually. I remember being 3-4 and going to all his practices and stuff and, you know. And he did that for 10 or 15 years.
Okay. What style of music was it? Cover band or?
It was both.
Original?
Okay. They did both.
Okay.
Southern rock.
Okay.
You know, I have heavy influences with like Skinner and Zeppelin and Steve Miller growing up, you know. Mm-hmm. So like I'm a country boy at heart, you know, like.
Yeah. With a little classic and Southern blend.
Yeah, man.
That's mm-hmm. cool. Now, when did you first start writing music?
5 years ago.
Okay.
I started. I wrote one of my first songs that we're going to actually play tonight, Rock the Show.
Okay.
It was like one of the first songs I ever wrote. So.
Okay. All right. And what caused you to do that? was it an itch, or did you just start, did it spill out? How did that process work for you?
I tell you what, like, I've played the guitar and stuff and did music for a long time before I even realized I could sing. Years, like 10 or 15 years I played the guitar, and I just never sang.
Okay.
And one day I was just strumming some chords, and the song just came to me. Hmm. People ask me all the time, like, where do you come up with your ideas, or where does the music come from? And a lot of it is based, if you listen to the lyrics, on life experiences for me. But I tell people all the time, I can't just sit down and write a specific genre or a specific song. It just comes to me.
Okay.
You know?
All right. So you've got that little flavor in the background. I mean, obviously, you say you're a country boy, but you... I mean, your music has a little bit of diversity to it. And what we've heard, obviously, we've played, I think the first song we played was Your Name.
Yes, yes, thank you for that. Yeah. I appreciate that.
So whatever spills out, that's what it's going to be.
That's it, you know, yep.
Bobby Thompson, a little background of yourself. Obviously, you play some lead guitar for Justin.
Yeah.
How long have you been playing music?
I've been playing about 15 years. My dad got me my first guitar when I was 5, and he was always playing... just on the porch or something, and I was always drawn to it, and so I give all my music to him. Like, he definitely got me started with it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So you've been playing guitar for a long time, playing bands, or just so yourself, or what?
I have my band, Bobby Thompson and the Groove. We play all over Beaver County, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Played a show in Ohio last weekend. So
sweet, sweet.
Yeah, man.
So how did this collaboration happen, and how long ago did you and Bobby connect up?
What, about a year ago now?
Yeah.
It's been about a year. I think we met at a band jam one night.
Yeah.
And things just hit it off from there. We started doing shows, and...
Yeah, it's, I mean, here we are now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Justin, you bring material to the table. Bobby adds his piece to it. Is that kind of how things are working for
you? This is the
guy
that makes me sound so good right here.
We all need one of them.
That's for sure.
Oh, that's great.
You know, you just connect sometimes. Like, I've played with a lot of different people, and you can just tell right off the bat, mm-hmm. you know, when you connect and vibe with somebody, and what they're doing sounds perfectly with what you're doing, you know, and... kind of just fit, and we ran with it.
Yeah, it's definitely a nice blend. Like, we both bring something different to the table, so.
Right.
That's cool.
Kind of nice to have.
So, some of your influences, what would you say you love or have a passion for?
Influences, probably Stevie. Like Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Okay.
Jimi Hendrix, all the guitarists. I
mean, yeah.
Stevie.
My dad said that he put headphones on my mom's belly when I was in there and played some Hendrix.
Yeah, that's where that came from.
That's why I'm left-handed, and that's why I play Hendrix.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's get to it.
That's a great story.
Yeah,
the reason I'm left-handed. Hearing Hendrix.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how scientific that is, but
it sounds good.
Well, it certainly has got to, you know, there's got to be something to it. You know? So, I mean, they always say you know your mother's voice well, so obviously you were born to play guitar.
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool. So, well, you have some new material that you've been working on, and you have some stuff forthcoming, right?
Right, yeah. I'm getting ready to release my first EP. It's going to be a 5-song EP. It should be ready by the first week in July.
Well, perfect timing for that.
Yeah.
Because you'll be making an appearance at the band jam.
Yeah, man, I can't wait. I'm super excited about that.
Cool. So make sure you're there bright up. You know, you get your breakfast, and we kick things off well before noon. So Justin will be a part of that, and you'll get to hear some great new tunes.
There's so many good people that are going to be there this year too. I'm looking forward to it. You know,
yeah.
It's rare that I get a day, you know, that I'm not playing music, but that I can also hang out afterwards and be able to see all my friends and all these other musicians, because it's rare for a working musician, you know what I mean, like to be able to get out and support other people. So I'm really looking forward to that too.
Yeah, I know some people have had like 2 gigs in one day recently, so you know, that does happen.
Yeah.
Stories to tell there.
I wrote a song about that, bud. Story to tell.
Oh, there you go. Well, hey, there you go.
Yeah, man.
We're going to be hearing that a little bit later on here. Well, let's give a spin. Now, we're actually going to play one of the new cuts called Four Wheels. Give us a little story behind that.
I wrote this song. I just base it off my life and things I do. I like to ride quads and cars and women, you know, all that stuff. So I put it all into one song. So,
and it's called Four Wheels.
And it's called Four Wheels.
Well, we'll come back, talk more about that and the process of recording all of this stuff. And we're going to hear some more tunes as well. It's Justin Wade tonight on the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7.
I got four wheels stuck in drive and I'm about to hit that pave. Man going downtown, burning around, said I'm picking up my babe.
All right. Come on, baby. Going downtown.
Headed downtown to see my babe. I better hurry up now, cause she won't wait. It's been a long time since I've been gone. And I just wanna see her face. I got four wheels stuck in drive, I'm about to hit that pave. Man, go downtown, burn it around, said I'm picking up my babe. I got four wheels stuck in drive, I'm about to cafe. Man, go downtown, burning around, said I'm picking up my babe. Alright. Well, she jumped right on in my car.
Hey, babe.
And we locked eyes, man, and it was on.
It was on.
She said, hit the gas, boy, let's get gone.
Let's get gone.
So I smashed the pedal and said it's oh. I got four wheels stuck in drive, I'm about to hit that pave. Man, go downtown, burning around, said I'm picking up my babe. I got four wheels stuck in drive, I'm about to hit that pave. Man, go downtown, burning around, said I'm picking up my babe. Come on, baby. Going downtown, we gonna get in the truck and burn it around. We watching sunsets on the beach, getting it down. Giving you kisses on your cheek, baby, loving you now, yeah. You know I love you, girl. I wanna take you on expensive trips across the world. Buy you everything you ever wanted, diamonds and pearls. Run my fingers through your hair, baby, you're my girl, yeah. Woo! Hit it all down on 95
in four-wheel drive.
It's me and her, you know, Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Well, don't you worry about us no more.
Lost time and I lost faith and I lost faith, but I never lost faith in you. Woman, it's been a while since I've seen your face. We left school and we both went our separate ways. Well, 20 years and 3 kids, and no life's lessons we've lived. But woman, I don't know what I'd do without you. Well, I lost time and I lost faith and I lost faith, but I never lost faith in you. Lost time and I lost faith and I lost faith, but I never lost faith in you. I never lost faith in you.
Dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. The time is now to get your pre-sale Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival tickets for July 13th and 14th at Cooper's Lake Campground. 20 bands for $20 pre-sale. Kids 17 and under get in free. Live local original music, Cooper's Lake Campground, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, July 13th and 14th. Pre-sale Band Jam tickets available at Butcherine's Beer Distributor Boyer's, Steamworks Creative Gibsonia, Super Monkey Records Pittsburgh, Father Radio Network 252 Pillow Street, or online, thebandjam.com. The 2018 Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival is presented in part by your local McDonald's restaurants and Huffnagel & Major's Trailer Sales in Harmony. When you shop Bros's Superette at the top of South Main Street Hill in Butler, you're going to find them jam-packed, full of some of the best meats around. Deli meats and cheeses, homemade sides and salads, various cuts of steak, bacon, a full line of smoked beef sticks, hot cheese and more, and Butler's best hot sausage. And they're supporters of the local music scene as well, sponsors of the Grassroots Show and musicians themselves, as exampled by Austin and Diddy jamming out in the background. High on the hill and right on the price, it's Bros' Superette, corner of South Main and Rockenstein. Tell them the Grassroots Show sent you.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
It's the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. This segment brought to you by Bros' Superette. Talk about them being high on the hill and right on the price. Well, because they're right at the top of South Main Street Hill at the corner of Rockenstein and Butler. And they're right on the price, too, because they always have great prices to begin with, but then they always do some extra delicious weekly specials that you can get hooked up on. In fact, they've got the big sandwich board every week with all the great specials. So stop on in and check them out. Get on their email list. They'll keep you up to date on everything they have going on. But they've got a lot of great stuff going on if you're looking for deli meats and cheeses, obviously. But if you're looking for a good cut of beef or pork, chicken for dinner time, and let me tell you about the ham loaf. You know, I was. It's kind of funny. We were talking local music over the weekend with some people that I had met up with, and they were from this area and have listened to the Grassroots Show. And I met them up in Mercer County over the weekend.
So we have seven listeners now.
Seven listeners, minus one every once in a while because the radio fades in and out for them. But they were talking about the ham. We were talking about they came up. Bros and Superette came up, and they were talking about how they have changed their entire Easter meal from cooking hams to going to ham loaf because Bros's ham loaf is so good.
There you go.
So there you go. So check them out, and you'll find out how good it is at Bros's Superette. Just heard a cool song done in the studio here called "Woman." We're with Justin Wade here tonight, Justin Wade and Bobby Thompson together, and that's a great-sounding song. Tell me about that, Justin.
Thank you, man. That song there, I actually wrote that song for my wife. We had the whole storyline behind it. It's like our life story. We dated back in high school when we were like 14 or 15, and then like we both went our separate ways. She did her thing for 20 years. I did my thing for about 20 years, and then we met back up one night, and... You know,
and you went back 20 years.
Yeah, that's it, man. Took me back 20 years, and here we are 4 years later now, you know.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's a cool story.
Beautiful thing, man.
Yeah. We were just, you know, one of the morning shows this week, we were just talking about that. There was a couple that did the same thing. They dated real young in high school, and then when they graduated, they decided to go their separate ways. But they always stayed in touch, and years later, they met up again, and they would do reunions, and they'd bump in. And they both were married, divorced. And it was kind of funny because they were in midlife at that point and said, you know, if we're both age 50 and we're still separate, we're going to do something about that. And lo and behold, they did. And at the age of 50, he proposed and they're married. You know,
how about
it? Neat stories. I mean, but, you know, and boy, that creates some good sounding music too, doesn't it?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
That's cool. Tell us about the recording process. You said you're going to be releasing an EP here. How long of a process has it been? Both you and Bobby working on this material?
Not on this specific material. On Woman, we will be. Okay. And on Story to Tell, we are going to work together on that in the studio. Okay. As far as Four Wheels and the upcoming EP, I recorded that with my good friend David Granati. And it was a long process, you know, longer than I would have liked it to be.
We've heard about the process of working with the Granatis.
Did it take you as long as it took us to get David into the studio?
But he's particular. I mean, and that's what makes it good, right?
Yeah. And not only that, not only, you know, with him, I mean, just in general, you know, I have three kids and bills and, you know, it's always something that comes up, you know, when you're getting ready to spend that extra money on some studio stuff or this or that. Something always comes up, so it's like you got to put your priorities first. And but we made it through, and here we are now, and
that's
getting
awesome.
Ready to release here early in July.
Yeah, everybody knows that feeling. That's why I have a car sitting in my garage for 20 years and it hasn't been out. You know,
yes,
I mean?
Sir.
It's just that life gets in the road. Kids, you know, kids become the most important part of it.
That's it.
Yeah. So it's been a process for you, but here you are on the eve of this. I mean, really, we're a month away.
Right.
Or a little less than the material will finally be out.
Yep.
You're going to have the EPs in hand and ready for distribution for folks?
Yeah. I will actually have them at the Band Jam coming up in July. I will have them for that.
Okay. So there you go. You got an exclusive here tonight.
And not only, they will be available on Spotify, iTunes.
Yeah. Okay.
CD Baby, and also on my website. That's www.justinwadeband.com.
JustinWadeBand.com. Yeah. And it's W-A-D-E, Justin Wade,
yes.
Correct?
Yep.
Yeah, that's cool. As far as the amount of time spent with David, and tell us a little bit about that process. I mean, obviously, you know, he's somebody pretty well-versed
in
the music scene.
He
it's got to be a thrill.
I'll tell you what, man, he's one of the, he's got one of the biggest hearts of people that I know, man. He's such a good guy, just in general, aside from the music, you know what I mean? But the whole process was just awesome, you know? I love doing music, I love being in the studio, you know? He made it real easy for me to just be myself and, you know, the whole process, everything, I love it. I'll never stop.
Yeah. Addicted to it now.
Yep.
That's great. That's great. And now you said that you and Bobby are going to be working on some material together. Obviously, you're going to, you know, you did Woman here tonight, and we're going to have another song. In fact, we'll do another live cut here from the studio. But obviously, you mean this is the next step in that progression, I would imagine, the way you guys are sounding together?
Yep. These the songs that you'll hear tonight, they were going to be on the actual CD itself when it comes out. So I'm just getting ready to get back in the studio with Bobby and get that process started with another five songs. So
when you play out, and for example, Band Jam, what can we expect? Is it you and just Bobby? Do you bring a band? Or when you're out, how does that work for you?
For me right now, it's a little bit different depending on where the show is and what it is. I do a lot of solo stuff right now. Mm-hmm. I actually am in the process of putting a new project together, now that you asked. And I've been looking for musicians. So if you're a bass player or a lead guitarist or a drummer, you know, go on my website and send me a message, because I'm looking for new musicians to put a new project together. So like I said, it just varies from show to show. If he's available, he'll come. If he's not, you know.
Because Bobby, you've got your own thing going on too.
Yeah, man.
So it keeps you guys stay busy. No doubt.
Yeah, we definitely do.
Yeah, that's cool. Is it going to stay in this same kind of vibe? Is that your goal for the new outlook, or you're going to see where it leads you?
The new vibe is going to be try to focus on some more original stuff and mm-hmm. just play as much as we can.
That's cool.
I want to do.
Yeah.
You know.
Where are some of the places that you frequent? Where can people find you playing out?
If you're looking to find where I'll be at next, like I said, you can go on my website at www.justinwadeband.com. June 20th, I'll be at Southern Tier. That's up in the North Shore. 21st, Grove City, Permanente Brothers. June 22nd, Cranberry Sports Grill.
I just ate down there 2 weeks ago. Fantastic place. I didn't even know it was there.
Oh, yeah. They got good food.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know where it's at. Where's
I was going to Permanente's, and I made a left instead of a right. It was like, whoa, I just found a new place.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I love it up there, you know?
Yeah, that's cool. But, I mean, you're covering the area. You definitely get around, so that's cool.
Yeah, it's a blessing, man, you know? Yeah. It really is. I started off doing one show here and there, and... You know, now we get to bounce all over the place. It's a beautiful thing.
Cool. Bobby, how about you? Where can people catch your band?
We're going to be at Celebrations in Imperial on June 29th. Okay. It's actually going to be my 21st birthday.
So it'll be a big celebration.
Yeah, we'll see.
You hear that, ladies?
And then the 30th, we'll be at O'Donna's in Rochester.
Okay.
And yeah.
Good deal.
We'll be at Ambridge Fireworks on July 1st, and then we'll be at McDonald Fest on July 4th.
Okay, so busy stretch coming up.
Yeah, we're excited.
Cool. Well, Justin, great to meet you in person now that we've had an opportunity to see you outside of just playing the tunes for you.
Right.
And we're going to do a couple more songs. In fact, you guys are going to do another live one, and you were talking about, you mentioned Story to Tell.
Yeah.
I guess that's a story to be heard, huh?
It is, for sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cool. Give us some background of that and Rock the Show, which is going to be another cut from the EP.
Story to Tell is based on my actual life experiences. You know, to be completely honest with you, I struggled with addiction in my past, and music has been like a catalyst for me in my life and taking me into a better direction of things.
Awesome.
So Story to Tell is kind of like some things I was going through at the time and how I was feeling, and, you know, real life stuff. Like I said, you know, all my songs are like based on real life events for me. So
yeah, awesome. And how about Rock the Show?
That's funny. That's Rock the Show is like one of the first songs that I ever wrote. I just started trying to really get serious with music.
Okay.
And I had this lady approach me and say, "I need you to write songs. I need you to get more out, you know, right now." So I went home and started writing, and Rock the Show. I started playing the chords, like I said, and it just came to me, you know, like somebody was giving me a chance at that point to kind of showcase who I was and what I was trying to do. So that's where the whole idea for that came from.
Well, let's give Story to Tell sound here. And Bobby Thompson, great to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Justin Wade, thanks for being here, and can't wait to see you at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival.
Have fun.
We're looking forward to it.
I think people are going to dig this. It's got kind of an outlaw feel to me, so I'm digging that. So.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, let's give it a listen. It's Justin Wade here tonight. You'll catch Justin. He'll be there Saturday of the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, and we'll talk more about that coming up in a few moments here. But here it is, Justin Wade with Bobby Thompson on the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7.
sit by my side. With $3 bills up in my pocket, cold water and a fine ride. I'm headed down to see that there young boy, I got a story to tell. Life lessons and I'm living in hell, embodied in a prison cell. Well, I got a story for you. And I ain't got nothing to lose. I pulled out of the Motel 8, headed south down on 95. Looked up in the rearview mirror and my life started flashing by. Yeah, dark skies and a clear headed woman and the dragon just wants to play. Oh, hell, Jesus gonna take my life. Well, not today. Yeah, I got a story for you. Lord knows I got nothing. We'll be right back.
time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
Check out the entire lineup at Steamworks Creative, where there's always something happening, Route 8 South of Butler, including the Songwriters Circle Steamworks Sessions, hosted by Mary Lou Scherter, every Tuesday night beginning at 7:30. Coming up this week, you'll have an opportunity to see Red Strum Thursday night. Friday, it's Jesse James, featuring Jessica Bitsura and James Buckley. And on Sunday, a visit from David Miller. Check out steamworkscreative.com. Sit down and enjoy some sounds with Washboard Tony. It's part of the Alameda Park Summer Concert Series Tuesday night, getting underway at 6:30. Thursday, June 28th, check out Washboard Tony's Drum Circle. That'll be at the Butler Public Library Courtyard from 7 to 8. And Washboard heads to the Lindor American Legion on Friday, June 29th. On the Shady Lady concert calendar, it's a Thunder at the Barn bike night coming up on Wednesday, June 20th, featuring Mary Lou Scherter at the Rockin' Red Barn, Peter B's, with $2 tacos, Coors Light and Twisted Tea specials, giveaways, and Gatto Harley-Davidson. The Noble Hops Band will be appearing at the Champion Lake Resort on Friday, June 22nd. And on Saturday, June 30th, the Noble Hops Band are participating in the Butler Beer Fest with Appalachian Doom Gospel. That'll be on top of the downtown parking garage.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 36 years of building garages, house barns, utility, and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
The time is now to get your pre-sale Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival tickets for July 13th and 14th at Cooper's Lake Campground. 20 bands for $20 pre-sale. Kids 17 and under get in free. Live local original music, Cooper's Lake Campground, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, July 13th and 14th.
One, two, three, four.
Pre-sale Band Jam tickets available at Butcherine's Beer Distributor Boyer's, Steamworks Creative Gibsonia, Super Monkey Records Pittsburgh, Butler Radio Network 252 Pillow Street, or online, thebandjam.com. The 2018 Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival is presented in part by your local McDonald's restaurants and Huffnagel and Majors Trailer Sales in Harmony.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
We welcome you back to our final segment of tonight's show. It's the Grassroots Show on the Rock Station 97.7. This segment brought to you by P&W Construction. Don't forget, our show not only airs live at 7 o'clock Sunday nights, but it is archived for future playback, 977rocks.com. You can hop on the website and listen to past episodes. There are a whole bunch there for you. Also at 977rocks.com right now, we are voting for the Grassy Award. The Grassy is a song that we, an idea that we came up with many, many years ago that kind of celebrated. I don't want to say the best song because that's kind of an unfair characterization, but I guess you could say most popular song of the year. And we've had a number of great winners over the years. And somebody from the 12 list of 12 is going to walk away with it here in a couple of weeks, and we'll be announcing that at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. So you can vote 977rocks.com. Go there, and you can see all 12 nominees. You can even play them back if you want to familiarize yourself, because they're songs you probably have heard, not only here on the Grassroots Show, but they're songs that have transitioned into regular airplay, too. So it's of big importance to a lot of the local musicians, and hope you'll give them a vote at 977rocks.com. Got a great list, a very diverse list, and Utah, I think we've mentioned this before, but I think the Grassy nomination list this year, is it kind of embodies the spirit of the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, just a wide range of styles and musicianship.
Yeah, it really does. It's very representative of what we're trying to promote here and put out there, and what's all around you in your own backyards and on in venues, you know, throughout this entire area. So
yeah,
looking forward to it. And if you want to know who wins that, first, I recommend you be at the Band Jam, because that's where we will announce it. And will we be presenting it to a band performing that weekend or not? You'll have to be there to see.
For 5 years, it's played out that way.
Yes,
but we don't control that. You know, the Band Jam artists have been booked way before the nominations came out. And you are the listeners who determine the winner of that. So we have no control over that. So we'll see how it shakes out. Great to have Justin Wade and Bobby Thompson in the studio tonight. And Justin has something else that people might want to look up that's of importance as well.
Yeah, if you hop over to his website, justinwadeband.com, there's a link there for something called the Jet Music Foundation, and as Justin mentioned, he's battled with addiction, and as so many do, I think it's touched everybody's lives anymore. It's that rampant, sadly. But there's some good words on there and some good stuff there, and I encourage you to check it out. And you know, music is medicine. I agree with that, with a lot of what he says here, and it's just powerful stuff. So good stuff, and check it out.
Please do. Please do. And we hope you'll check out the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. Our website, thebandjam.com, tells you everything you need to know about the event. It lists the artists who will be there. It can link you over to Cooper's Lake Campground. Just gives you an idea of what the event is all about. You can purchase your tickets online if you'd like to use your credit card. You can just download and away you go. You can find tickets at a variety of locations. We kind of cover the listening area, anywhere from up in northern Butler County to Boyer's, Butcherine's Beer Distributor, to the south, Steamworks Creative. Encourage you to pop in. You hear a lot on the calendar, all of the different events that are going on there. There's somebody there just about every night of the week. You can pick up tickets there.
And tonight's guest was just a featured singer-songwriter with Mary Lou last Tuesday. So.
Down in Pittsburgh, you can stop by Super Monkey Records. They'll have tickets there. For our studios, 252 Pillow Street in Butler. Any of the bands, too, if you've heard some of the bands, or go on the website and look, help out a local band by picking up tickets from them as well. So it's coming quick. $20 for you to get in, $25 at the gate. And that's for 18 and older. 17 and under get in free anyway. So.
Yeah, and a shout out to Anger the Ant. They sold all their tickets right off the bat and had me send them some more. So we sure appreciate that.
Well, there's one of the bands right there you'll get an opportunity to see the weekend of July 13th through 15th at Cooper's Lake Campground. Can't wait.
And speaking of Anger the Ant, I had some fun with Don and Zach over last weekend as well. I was down at the farmer's market, and so they kind of did some jamming with me down there. So a little lead guitar with Zach, and Don's carrying a beatbox around with him now. So he was doing the percussion thing, and he stopped out at Recon also and jammed some tunes with us. So I think he's in the band now. I'm not quite sure. But.
Another addition, huh?
Yeah, we never know what's going on. You know that.
Well, it never hurts to have a sidecar.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, fun stuff. A lot of fun stuff. And Don's been doing a lot here in Butler with the music scene lately, too. So good stuff.
Yeah, a shout out to Don Shearer, because he's helped put together the music acts that are happening down at the farmer's market Saturday morning. So you're scooting around town, drop by there. They've always got, you know, there's always a great selection of different things, and you get to hear some music at the same time. And the downtown stage has returned to the North Main parking lot area, and they've done a great job selling sponsorships to make that happen and having weekly events. So it's just it's good to hear the music's emanating from downtown again. We've missed that. So got a couple of new tunes we're going to spin for you here tonight, or at least one. One of them is from the Clarks, very well-known, well-respected band here in western Pennsylvania, and they just released last weekend their 10th studio album, which is called Madly in Love at the End of the World. And we're going to play a song from that and give a shout-out to the Clarks and their song In Blood coming up.
All right. We'll take the show out with some Stone Wicked Souls and their song Truth Farm.
And we will see you again next Sunday night at 7 o'clock for the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
Angels.
from the Honda North Studios. Summer is finally here, and we've got the cars you'll want to drive to your summer vacation destination, like the Honda CR-V, the Honda Pilot, and the all-new 2018 Honda Odyssey. Come test drive one today during the Reach the Beach sales event, going on now only at Honda North. WLER-FM, Butler, Cranberry, the Rock Station, 97.7.
Seven. You
The Rock Station, 97.7. Station 97.7. First with local music. Don't miss the Grassroots Show Sunday nights at 7 on The Rock Station 97.7.
Come on, just smile. What's that twist that's behind your eye? What's the gist now of your desire? Let it simmer for just a while. Come on, just smile. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hey now, what's the bang now? What's the rumble? Safe turns to dangerous. Good intentions fail all of us. Your cold shoulder to the brink. Puzzled and